Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday to you. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, April 2nd, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello. Time is a flat circle.
It is.
What Jason said yesterday,
Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
It is Groundhog Day. You're correct.
Left the house once yesterday. Did you guys leave the house?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't leave the house. I mean, I was on the driveway. Does that count as leaving the house?
Yeah. Outside the house.
That's barely. Yeah, it counts, but it's barely.
2 days ago, I don't think I was on the driveway for about 10 seconds, like one of those rainy days, whatever day that was. But no, yesterday, we pretty much have a daily routine. In the middle of the day, we get the kids outside, and you know, I'm lucky enough to have a basket, and we shoot baskets. I play volleyball with the girls. We kind of have a routine every day. We do that for about an hour. That gets us out.
It's good. You're staying active.
Other than that, not a whole lot going on. My wife likes to go for walks. I don't, so I don't go.
She goes for solo walks or walks with the kids?
She'll go for a solo walk in the morning while we're doing the show, and then in the evening she'll go with the girls for a walk, and that's my naked and afraid time. That's where I sit down at night.
That's your alone time.
I'm not into like walking at like 7:30.
And you mean the TV show Naked and Afraid. You're not just running around your house naked with the rest of the family afraid.
Right. No, that's them. Just the show. I love it. They actually made fire last night with wood. I couldn't believe it when they started the challenge. They let you bring two things. Usually somebody brings a knife and somebody brings the flint, right? It's much easier to make fire with the flint.
Yeah.
One guy just brought a pot because he wanted to boil water. And then the girl brought, I don't know what the hell she brought, can't remember what it was, something different. And so they had no flint there. I was like, well, how are they going to make fire? It took them 7 days, but they finally did it. They made string out of the, somehow they made the string out of like these bamboo leaves or something. And then they, in the wood, it took them 7 days, but they finally did it, Cakes.
We should mention that we're all wearing Nats gear. I think we're all wearing Nats gear. I can't quite tell with Jason.
Jason's got a Nats hat on, yeah.
I do. I've got the 2019 pennant.
Very nice. And the reason why we're doing this is today would be Nationals opening day at home. We would normally be at Nats Park doing the show, getting ready for the home opener. We'd be celebrating the World Series championship. Instead, of course, we're all dealing with the COVID-19 coronavirus. And we're all doing the show remotely, and there is no opening day game, but we're still going to celebrate all morning long. We got some special guests. Charlie Slows, the voice of the Nats, is going to join us coming up at 7 o'clock. Mike Rizzo, the GM, at 9 o'clock. All the other shows have a great lineup of guests as well. And we're trying to raise money, which is going to go directly to the area nonprofits because of Nationals Philanthropies. They're working every day to support food insecurity needs, health and human services. So you can go to nationals.com/fund to donate. And the cool thing is anybody who donates $106 today.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're 106.7 The Fan. If you donate $106 today, you're going to win a Nationals rally towel. The first 200 also win a 106.7 The Fan, a Nationals World Series Edition radio lanyard. So there are some giveaways. There are going to be hourly prizes for all the donations. Anybody who donates that $106 is qualified to win an hourly prize. I believe it. The 6 a.m. prize is an Eric Fetty signed ball. 7 a.m., there's a Victor Robles signed jersey.
Oh, nice.
And so every hour, there is a new prize on the line. And the goal of our show, actually, I think it's the goal of all the shows. But I think we could set this for just our show. Come short, and then Grant Danny can take it beyond the finish line. Is to raise $10,607.
And again, what's the money go to?
It all goes to National Philanthropies. They're dealing with food insecurity issues, so it 100% goes to these nonprofits to get food to those that need food.
Gotcha. According to CK's email, it's $10,670.
$670, my bad. I said 607. Well, let's just say this. We're trying to raise over $10,000.
Yes.
And so you donate, again, nationals.com/fund. And all of this would not be possible without Paisanos. We're all big fans of Paisanos. It's not just pizza. Something for everyone. Delivered. PaisanosPizza.com.
Yeah, they came to my house last night, and it's definitely not just pizza. I mean, I've been there many times.
Right.
But or picked up food from there many times. But we had extra large pizza. We had three calzones. We had 24 wings.
Damn.
And at that point, I cut my wife off because she wanted to get to order, because we love the chicken parm or chicken fettuccine that they do.
Chicken.
And I just
fettuccine. Our man Brett thinks that's a fancy noodle. Yeah. Never tried it.
That's exotic. I can't eat that.
I said, no. We're drawing the line there. I think this is enough.
There's no chance you finished all that food.
Right.
No, there's some leftover.
Definitely
had half a calzone last night, though.
Yeah, but he's got a teenage son. I know he's just 19, but teenage sons can pummel food.
Oh,
I'm following your lead because our account exec, Sam Weiner, said, these are his exact words, don't be shy about placing your order. And trust me, I won't. Because I've got a whole family to feed. Paisanos is awesome. Like they say, there's something for everyone. And I'll be taking advantage of that.
They're also
dinner tonight.
I might do that tonight, boys.
You should.
Yes, you should. Yeah.
You should. They're also doing like a pizza making contest, like for kids. So my kids have these kits because I guess that's one of their deals. You can make your own pizza,
right?
And I think we're gonna do that tonight.
I get psyched to make my own za. flatten out the dough, put just the right amount of sauce on, just the right amount of cheese, the toppings I want. I'm into that.
It's fun.
I prefer it made for me. I prefer just ordering it.
Trust me, JP, I can do it both ways. I'm cool either way.
What was the tippage to the delivery guy?
Well, the delivery guy was Sam Weiner, and I gave him zero.
Oh, Sam Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah,
oh,
and okay. I told him, leave it at the door and get away from me.
Right, and then you sprayed the boxes.
No, I didn't. I actually risked my life.
Oh, you did? Okay.
And I just ate it out of there, although I did heat up my calzone.
All right, well, I'm going to have to order tonight, and I'll give a nice $20 tip to the delivery driver.
All of it is great, though. They really have provided great food over the years.
It is good food, really good food.
Yeah, it's really good. So thanks to Paisanos. They're coming up big. And, you know, it's great to think about the Nats in opening day. There's obviously sad when you think about it. But, I know last night and this morning I've been just doing some research, just kind of reminding myself of that run. Mm-hmm. And, you know, trying to think of great – there were so many great moments.
Oh, yeah.
Just what an unbelievable, you know, second half in particular. And postseason run, just unbelievable.
Well, the postseason run when three of us are there just a couple innings away from potential elimination at that wild card game. EB saying, you know, this is probably the last time you're going to see
Rendon
and Strasburg. He was going doom and gloom with two innings left. And then they have that
Could
rally.
You blame me?
Well, it wasn't just EB. The entire stadium, all of Nats Park. It was you could have heard a pin drop in there.
Both of you guys were there. Cakes, you weren't there, were you?
I was
Cakes
there.
Was there.
Oh, you
Cakes
were there too. I was the only one who wasn't there.
Cakes was there.
I was the only one who was not at the game. I was watching it in my bedroom, and it was
right.
I couldn't believe it when Hader came in and blew it. Although, you know, Grisham misplayed the ball in right field. It was kind of surreal. And then, of course, they went on that run, starting with the Dodgers series. That was awesome. It was just great.
They beat so many great pitchers along the way, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yes,
just,
they did.
So many moments. It's hard to and we'll go through them, I'm sure, throughout the show. But, you know, try to think of our best moment, man, that's tough because everybody had one. Kendrick had one. Soto had one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Strauss had multiple moments. Max had moments. I mean, everybody had moments. It's unbelievable. So, unbelievable season.
Did you guys end up going to any of the World Series games? I went to game three.
I did not.
Yeah, I went to game three.
Because we couldn't. We were having a hard, the prices were so outrageous. I was having a hard time, you know, getting tickets.
I went to an NLCS game, not the World Series.
Luckily, I was not paying for the ticket.
Right.
Because I wasn't going to do that.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the
suite courtesy of Van Meter Holmes.
Oh, you got
that's really surprising.
Oh, yeah, right. I know you're shocked by that.
This is shocking news.
Well, also, when you have a bunch of kids and they'd all like to go, it's hard to figure out which one you'd take. And right. I certainly wasn't going to buy 5 tickets.
Right.
You know, I can't even remember. What were they going for at that time? I can't even remember. What were the tickets going for?
That probably would have cost you 10 G's.
Yeah, I mean, it just wasn't going to do that. You kidding me? I'd rather buy Intercom stock.
Well, you can buy a lot of that. It's very cheap.
You
get a good price.
Yeah, you can get in nice and cheap, my friend.
Cakes on Tech said that Intercom has shut down the employee purchase of the stock.
Well, they're not going to, yes, yeah, they're not going to, like, help give you their little plan, whatever it is, the bonus that they give you.
I now would have to turn in 2 Intercom shares to buy my 1 protein bar that I was having for breakfast at Monumental Vending at the station.
Yeah.
And actually, that might not be enough.
It might not.
Yeah.
How much does your bar cost?
It's just under $3.
Yeah, you're going to be right up against it.
You might need a few
I'm
pennies.
I'm not positive. I want to say it was maybe $290.
I'm just holding out hope for a turnaround. Maybe I'm a sucker. Maybe I'm naive. I don't know.
So yesterday you were asking what we were doing. I go for the daily walks. We did a 4-miler yesterday. I took the dog and we went.
Oh, my God.
We did some different neighborhoods that we usually we don't go to. But I'm just getting tired and bored of the same old streets and seeing the same old homes. So I called a buddy yesterday and I said, his name's Ryan. I said, he lives in McLean. I said, Ryan, are there any cool neighborhoods with, you know, some nice houses just to kind of gawk at over near you? I'm thinking about just throwing the dog in the truck and just driving to another neighborhood and then walking. That's how bored I am.
You are bored and desperate from the sound of it.
I'm just bored of.
Now, technically, wouldn't that be violating a stay-at-home order?
He's
I know that you're
walk.
Doing exercise, but I would think that the exercise is supposed to be around where you live.
Probably.
Yeah, you're probably breaking the spirit of the law.
Probably, but it's harmless. But I'm thinking about just driving to another neighborhood, then taking the walk.
Yeah.
Then doing the 4 miles.
Is it you and T and then the girls too, or just you and T?
Well, sometimes the girls will go, but yesterday they were doing homework and crap like that. So it was just
I did that the other day where I picked up my older kids and we went to a different neighborhood which has passed through the woods.
Right.
So you're just kind of walking through the woods, and they have fancy houses, whatever. It wasn't necessary to look at the houses.
Yeah.
But just to have a different environment.
I like looking at the houses.
Well, supposedly, one of the stories I read this morning is people are now trying to avoid the parks because either they're closed or there are too many people. Again, I'm telling you, the parks are an issue. Too many people at the parks. So they're starting to walk around cemeteries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's uber depressing. I would never do that.
Wouldn't be my choice.
Never.
But people are going for walks. Around, I don't know. I saw it in the New York Post.
Oh, okay.
So people are walking around cemeteries to kill time.
Kill time.
That's what it's all about.
There.
See what I did there, Cakes?
I did. That was comic genius.
That's what it's all about, just killing time.
Yeah. It's amazing, though. It's finally settled in with my kids. They've stopped asking to go, like, hiking with friends or bike ride with friends, you know, it finally dawned on them. And I don't know if you saw yesterday, which is horrifying. We're trying not to focus on it. But yesterday we lost 1,000 people to it. And I think that doubled.
I just rely on you. I rely on you for all the bad news because I try and just stay away from it during the day. So you're
that doubled the previous days, which was like 500 we lost in a day.
We're doubling every 3 days, I believe, the total.
Well, this one we doubled in one day.
Yes.
So we went from 500 to
1,000. No, but that's an individual day. I'm saying the total number of deaths is doubling at a rate of between 2 to 3 days now.
Yeah, it's bad. It's only going to get worse. And they're saying now that healthcare workers, especially in New York, they're being told, like, heart attack victims. Well, first of all, you can't give them mouth-to-mouth. There are certain things that they're saying you can't. You just got to let them die. Isn't that unbelievable?
It is in the United States.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So it's just so bad. It's depressing. I mean, the good news is I do think that we're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel, like the way the models are going. But, man, these next couple weeks are going to be brutal.
Going to be rough.
Brutal. Yeah. It is interesting, though, to put it in context. So we lost 1,000 people yesterday to this friggin' corona deal. God, I hope I still have it. But the flu numbers yesterday, I think we lost 300 people to the flu. And no, you know, I'm not saying it's the flu. It's obviously not the flu, but people don't talk about it.
Are they even getting treated?
You know, I don't know. Lots of people aren't being treated because of whatever. Let me see. As many as 240,000 may die. That's the high end of it. Let me see where they have the numbers. So the CDC, we know this. Annually, we lose between 12,000 to 61,000 a year from the flu. When they were just comparing the daily numbers, the flu killed an estimated 500 people per day. This is unbelievable. In 2017-2018 flu season, right? So about 2.5 years ago, we lost 500 people per day during it, and it didn't even really register with us, right? This year, flu season, and I wish they had been giving us this context during it, you know, earlier. This year, on average, we're losing 383 people per day for the flu. So yesterday, we lost 1,000 for COVID-19 and an average of 383 to the flu.
But we know the biggest difference is that the people with the flu, you know they have the flu, and they know they have the flu. And
correct.
So they can isolate themselves, take care of themselves. There are treatments for the flu. This, you've got a bunch of people walking around that have no idea that they're passing it around to somebody else.
Listen to
and
this
that's
story.
What's terrifying. I mean, I just heard, you know, we have a mutual friend who I didn't learn until yesterday, apparently has been self-isolating for 19 days because he works with the guy 20 feet from his desk who has coronavirus.
Right, right. Well, there's a New York radio reporter who was reporting from New Rochelle in early March, around March 7th, March 8th, and she was interviewing people with the mic. Mm-hmm. She ended up getting sick. Unfortunately, a day after she went to New Rochelle, she hosted a 90th birthday party for her mother at the church and infected at least 7 others, and 2 have died already. And they traced it back to the party that she threw for her mother, including her mother's best friend and another woman.
But, of course, she had no symptoms at the time.
She had no symptoms at the time. Didn't know.
Brutal.
Can you imagine? She says that it's almost too much to bear.
Yeah.
I saw a little of
Chris Cuomo yesterday because it's interesting. Just, you know, the guy's about our age. I think he may be a year younger than us. And very fit guy, and he was just talking about that I guess the night before, and he's still doing his show, he had fever of like 103, 104, 102. It just wouldn't come down, and he couldn't fall asleep, and he started hallucinating. He said he was having conversations with his father, who's not alive, and he was just seeing things, seeing people, and
they
seeing
say
things.
This
crazy.
Morning, they said that he chipped a tooth from shivering.
Yes, he said he chipped his tooth.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
And I guess he's got fake choppers because he said that they're expensive.
I'm sure they are. Trust me, I know.
Believe me, my teeth are expensive.
It's pricey.
Yeah. No, it's horrifying. Nobody wants it.
It seems like we get the negative out in the first segment every show.
Well, yeah, Jason, it's just
we kind of just get the previous day's recap.
What are you going to do?
I know.
It's just an update of what it is.
It's the reality. We could call it negative, or you could call it the reality.
Well, it's definitely negative, but I understand it's reality.
Yeah. I am trying to be positive, though, I think there is light at the end of the tunnel, that they are seeing some positive results from some of the medicines. They're doing the blood plasma treatments for people. You know, Fauci seems to be optimistic that for the second go-around, man – I'm doing the math on this.
Is Fauci getting death threats?
That's what some people are saying. I don't get the donut thing where they have a picture of his face on donuts. What's that reference to? Do you guys get that?
I think it's just
They were selling some Fauci donuts. Apparently, they were flying off the shelves.
Yeah, but was that like a negative thing? Like, why were they considering that a negative
thing? I think they were just celebrating him. Like, people like him.
Yeah, people were celebrating him. Yeah. Okay. Well, supposedly he has gotten some death threats, and people are approaching him, I guess, that shouldn't be, and like asking him for autographs, you know, that kind of thing. I don't think he lives very far from me. I think he lives right around here. In the Bethesda
he is
area.
Getting death threats.
Yeah.
And so he's been forced to beef up his own security.
Who would want to kill that guy? That guy's been unbelievable. I guess people that are upset that their businesses are going down.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe that kind of thing.
Well, it's the same people that go into grocery stores and cough on food.
Right.
Exactly.
A lot of donks.
Did you see there was a story? So everyone was killing the prez, and yeah, there's many reasons to kill him, but for suggesting that people are stealing masks, they found a guy in New York that was hoarding his N95 masks. Did you see him? I mean, a truckload of them. And then he had a whole storage unit.
Was he doing selling them?
Yes. Yeah. And people were just coming to his house, and he was selling them by the case. Unbelievable.
It's the black market taking
advantage of it. I think he had like 80,000 of those N95 masks.
Where did he
get them? There was a story about somebody that I can't even remember what he was hoarding that was trying to hawk stuff on eBay.
That was the hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer.
But that guy, in my opinion, okay, the price gouging, bad. But he at least did it the old-fashioned way. He was just going store to store and buying it up before people realized.
All right, here's the deal. As I mentioned at the top of the show, this is going to be a big Nats celebration show. We've got Charlie Slows, the voice of the Nats, joining us at 7 o'clock. Mike Rizzo, a little bit later in the show, the general manager and president of baseball operations for the Nationals. He'll join us at 9. We do want to raise money, and the way to do it is nationals.com/fund. It's all benefiting Nationals philanthropies. 100% of the money is going to nonprofits that work every day to support food insecurity needs, health, and human services in D.C. It's all presented by Paisanos. We need to thank them once again. Not just pizza, something for everyone. Delivered, PaisanosPizza.com. If you donate $106, you're going to win a Nationals rally towel. The first 200 also win a 106.7 The Fan and Nationals World Series Edition radio lanyard. So very important. We want to raise a lot of money for a great cause on the show today. Nationals.com/fund. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Big Nats celebration show today with Charlie Slows, the voice of the Nats, joining us. Mike Rizzo, the GM, will join us at 9, all brought to you by Paisanos, not just pizza, something for everyone, delivered, PaisanosPizza.com. And, of course, we're trying to raise money for Nationals philanthropies. All the money is going to help out food insecurity, goes directly to nonprofits to help those that need food, health, and human services. And big shout-out to Alex Shriver. He led off the donations with the $106 donation this morning right at the top of the show. So thank you to Alex. You can follow his lead. There are going to be hourly prizes for those that donate. And it's very simple how you donate. You go to nationals.com/fund. Nationals.com/fund. If you donate that $106 like Alex did, you'll qualify and you'll win a 106.7 The Fan and Nationals World Series Edition radio lanyard. You get the Nationals rally towel. So you'll have something to rally with when their games do come back.
If you want to go even bigger, every $500 donation gets a studio tour, meet and greet, and a chance to watch a 106.7 The Fan show live.
Perfect.
In studio, and the first $1,000 donation.
If you want to go really big.
If you want to go really big, gets the bidder his or her own show on 106.7 The Fan for a day.
Wow. I know who would actually bid for that. Now he doesn't have the money. Would be AWOT. He'd get an hour on the
or
air.
Or Rom. What about Rom?
Yeah. Well, so how long he's gonna get? $1,000 for an hour on air?
I'm not sure what the time is. It just says you get your own show.
You get a show. Wow. So
Rom would do that.
He probably would.
Why wouldn't he do that?
Well, he's felt it right now. That's why.
No. He's got $1,000.
Yeah. You would think.
By the way, Alex is the one that gave me the playoff tickets. Do you remember that?
Right. Yes.
Free playoff tickets. And he's the one that gave us all these mugs. I'm actually using his mug this morning.
Yeah, he gave us all the tumblers. So very nice.
Cool,
Thank you.
Whatever you call this thing, I call it a mug.
That works.
Yeah.
He's a member over at Bellhaven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so props to Alex. There. Follow his lead. Again, it's nationals.com/fund. EB and Jason, you guys distraught that they pulled the plug on the Open Championship?
No, I expected it.
Yeah.
I was hoping maybe they'd push things back. But you saw why they're doing it. I guess they're doing it because they had pandemic in their insurance policy.
Wow,
and
they did.
If they cancel it by a certain date, they can cash in. Pandemic is covered.
Look at that.
So
that's going deep on your insurance coverage. But I guess when you insure things, you have to account for any sort of possibilities.
Global pandemic. You make sure that's in writing now.
Pandemics.
Yeah.
Did he even put that in for us?
I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. We double check the contract. Let's go through it with a fine tooth comb.
But I'm just resigned to the fact that we're not going to see golf this year.
Right.
That's my opinion.
I think you could see it, you're going to see the Tiger Phil match, right? Or is that still on?
That's
still
a
shaky
lot of hoops they got to go through.
Yeah, so what happened is Florida just put in their stay-at-home order, and so that was one of the places where they were trying to set up the match.
Way to be late to the party, by the way, Florida. Good job.
It won't even be happening until a month from now,
it won't even be until May.
The logistics of it might be too difficult.
Right.
By the way, didn't the Georgia governor just go out and publicly and say within the last 24 hours that he didn't realize that you could be asymptomatic and still be carrying the COVID-19? I mean,
there are a lot of donks out there, Cakes.
It's unbelievable.
There are a lot of donks, and some of them are very important in politics.
Yeah, it's scary.
Well, the other thing that's, again, doing a 180, we talked about it late last week, early this week, because the days all run together, that in L.A. now, they're suggesting everyone wear masks.
Right.
I'm telling you, that's the next trend. They're going to suggest if you have to be out, wear a mask. And I think that's going to be something that's going to be nationwide. It's only a matter of time. So get your wife working on it. Make yourself a nice homemade mask. We got a bunch of them here that Dee's working on. You don't want to take up ones that our healthcare providers can use. It's not hard to do. Just go to YouTube. There's a million videos on how to make your own mask.
So even when you go for the walk or the run, you should have a mask?
I guess that's what they're suggesting. I wouldn't do it on a run.
I mean, if you're going to see people, maybe.
It's hard to breathe. But, like, if you're going to go to any store or anything.
Yeah, I might be out of the going to the store game. My wife last night was really trying to order on Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, she couldn't do it. And she set her alarm on her phone to wake up at midnight. And she woke up at midnight. She already had everything in the cart. And she hit order. And it went through.
Wow.
Very good.
So Whole Foods is going to deliver, I think, today between 10 and noon. Or it might be tomorrow, actually.
Yeah. We did that. My father-in-law did the Instacart bit. And he said he put in there a big tip. And he got it really fast.
Really?
He got it really fast.
How big was the tip?
I don't know, but he said he put a large tip in there.
Tipping goes a long way.
Did you lose your inheritance, EB?
I might have. He's a good tipper anyway, so I can imagine. And he sent us a picture of all the bags of food he had right outside his door. So I'm going to do that for my mom, too. I'm going to have her do that.
We are very light on groceries right now, but it'll be delivered tomorrow. I mean, if you looked at the fridge right now, there is not a whole lot. Now, we've got some, stuff in the freezer, like turkey burgers.
Well, you got to dig into the freezer.
Chicken nuggets, But in our fridge, we pummeled all of like the raspberries and blueberries and all the fruit that we have. Yeah. We pummeled all the asparagus and the fresh vegetables we had. So there's not a whole lot of fresh left in our house.
No, this is a time where people are eating frozen food. And I know in my house, you know, like we would load up whenever we go to the grocery on bagel bites, pizza rolls, just, you know, frozen pizzas.
Delicious white trash snacks to just, just pop in the toaster oven.
Exactly.
I love it.
You throw it in the oven. The kids will eat it. I'll snack on it, too. Yeah. It's a great time to empty out your freezer. Because all of us have chicken or beef or pork.
We're going to have to get out to the store in the next, I don't know, 3-4 days.
No, but everybody should do the online thing if they can. You know, there's a shipping fee, but whatever.
Ship it.
Some of them, there isn't. I actually got free shipping on some hand sanitizer I found yesterday. I was butt-sized.
Sitting on my front porch last night talking to a buddy on the phone. My dog's sitting there with me. And the shocker, an Amazon truck pulled up.
Yeah.
Must have been an order I forgot to cancel. but he ran up with a box and handed it to me. I didn't even think about it. I just touched the box. He had just touched the box. He didn't have gloves on.
That's a little bit shocking.
Yeah, well.
It doesn't really matter because his gloves are just constantly getting infected. He just has to keep hand sanitizing.
But my point is I just didn't even think about it. Right. You know, you don't really think about, all right, if the UPS guy drops off a box or the Amazon guy drops off a box to clean the box or clean your hands right after you touch it.
What you should do is open it in your front yard. And then take whatever's inside, and then wash your hands and get rid of the boxes and all that. You know what I mean?
No, my wife came out and got it and opened it up inside.
Right.
I mean, it's just
it's
not habit.
Following the protocols.
It's habit. I'm not
it
thinking
is habit,
that.
But I think, you know, right now you should try to change your habits.
I'm thinking about it, you know, 16 hours later.
I think the best habit, I hope most of us pick up from this, is just not touching a bunch of stuff when you're in the grocery store going forward. Because I know I'm as guilty of that as probably most people.
Yeah, you pick up 16 avocados.
Yeah, you pick up some fruit. I don't like that. I don't put it back. Now it's go in. You just got to commit to one and just pick it up and you move on.
Right.
So hopefully people are following that and not touching, you know, 8 oranges and, you know, 10 apples.
Right. It's true. And that's the thing. I mean, even when you get food delivered, you should wash it or get the stuff out of your boxes and stuff, at least for right now. I know it seems insane, but, man, wouldn't that suck if you haven't left your house in a month other than walking your dog and all of a sudden you get corona and your whole family gets it because you didn't wipe down your Golden Grahams?
Yeah. Honestly, the only place I worry about picking up is at the grocery store.
Yeah. Because I mean, that's the only place where
I'm not coming into, you go.
I'm not coming into contact with humans otherwise. I mean,
you're not even getting gas.
I mean, I talked to my neighbor, Kevin, like 2 days ago on a walk, but we were 8 feet apart. And, you know, there was no spittle flying that I could tell. No droplets that were being, you know, exchanged back
and forth.
You didn't
have a 27-foot loogie fly across?
Nope.
Yeah,
but you even have to think about that. Like when Jason says you don't think about things, yesterday I was outside for my run. Thank you, Chris Farley. I didn't talk to him, but he's inside my head. Like the guilt just got me. Like I've been kind of a lazy ass. It was the first of the month, and I was like, I should go for a run. And then this guy, Kyle, who I know from the neighborhood, big-time listener of the show, pulled up in his car. I guess he was heading to work, and naturally I wanted to move somewhat close to have that conversation, and then I was like, oh, I'm not supposed to do that.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, I got gas the other day, but I touched the handle. I just grabbed the handle with my sleeve, and then I wiped it down, and I wiped down the cap.
Can we make a bet on how much you filled up? Now, gas is cheap right now.
It was
so you might have been able to get gas for less than $2 a gallon.
Oh, it was like $1.40 with my rewards
points. Is that
points.
What it is?
Well, Jesus. Because it was my Harris Teeter rewards points, so it takes even more money off the per gallon price. It was like I think it was $1.60.
Jason doesn't always fill up. You would think with those prices you fill up, plus you're barely driving, so I'm going to say Jason put in $10.
I'm going to say 20.
10 gallons worth, whatever
that
is.
I'm
going to
say put $20 in.
$20, yep.
$20.
But you know what? The $20 filled it up.
Yep. Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fine. It was perfect.
I haven't even gone for gas. I can't even remember when because the only place I'm going is Safeway.
Yeah.
Tonight, though, that changes. I'm driving to the Paisanos in Rockville to pick up a dinner spread tonight for the family. And want to thank them again for sponsoring opening day here on 106.7 The Fan.
And I screwed up their Twitter because it's Pizza Paisanos. It's not the other way around.
And I retweeted your tweet, and then somebody's like, idiots, you guys have the Twitter handle wrong.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you.
Silly tweet on Junks Radio, which was done properly.
Yeah.
Sam Wiener gave me the wrong Twitter address.
Yeah, he botched it. We can blame him.
Yeah. So, but I corrected it. It's Pizza Paisanos.
Thank you to Paisanos, not just pizza, something for everyone, delivered, paisanospizza.com online.
And remember, we're trying to raise money for Nationals Philanthropies. Donate. There are hourly prizes. Anybody who donates $106 is qualified to win an hourly prize. And everybody who donates that $106, just $106, wins a Nationals rally towel. The first 200 also win a 106.7 The Fan and Nationals World Series Edition radio lanyard. How do you do it? Nationals.com/fund. Nationals.com/fund. We're going to have Charlie Slows, the voice of the Nats, at 8 o'clock. Mike Rizzo, the Nationals GM, at 9. Keep it here. We're the Junkies, coming to you live this Thursday morning.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington celebrating the Nationals. Opening day would be today. Nationals Philanthropies is stepping up, trying to raise a ton of money. I believe their fund started with $100,000. We're trying to raise, Cakes, is it $10,670?
That's correct.
Makes sense.
Okay. That's what we're trying to raise today, and here's the way you do it. You go to nationals.com/fund, and Nationals Philanthropies is going to funnel that money to nonprofits who are working every day to support food insecurity, health, human services. It is all going straight to charity to help people in need. So nationals.com/fund. There are hourly prizes if you donate. Anybody who donates $106 is qualified to win that hourly prize. Plus, you get a Nats rally towel, and the first 200 who do so win a 106.7 The Fan and Nats World Series Edition radio lanyard. So good deal, great cause. It would have been great to be out at the park. That's normally what we do for Nats opening day.
That's right.
We're usually complaining about how cold it is.
We'd be so bundled up.
But we're also in that mode where we're excited about the start of a new season. And it's crazy. We've said this many times over the last couple of days. A month ago, we were in Florida right now doing, I guess it would be our second show from Florida at National Spring Training. That was a month ago.
Yeah, that was March, what was that, March 3rd?
We did first and second from Florida.
That's right, March 2nd. Incredible.
Yeah. On March 2nd, we were, you know, recapping going to the Woods and then to the Breakers.
I mean, it seems like a year ago.
I mean, that's eons ago.
Only a month ago.
Seemingly.
We had Davey Martinez on the show that day.
Yep.
Well, I tell you, we had another parent meeting for my daughter's club volleyball team last night. And it looks like their season scrapped. For the rest of the summer, they're going to try to salvage some practices and workouts. Hopefully, maybe middle of June, late July, I don't know. And some of the coaches were saying that in college already, ADs are telling their fall coaches, frankly, that they need to understand that their fall seasons are in jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
And not just football, like all the fall seasons.
Right.
Some have been told that their preseason workouts and stuff that they do in August, not going to do that. Earliest is going to be in September.
Well, they have to plan ahead.
And that's college.
It's not that far right. off.
Yeah. So this whole idea that we're going to have this relief of the NFL and college football come the fall.
Up in the air. Up in the air.
Very much up in the air.
Yeah, I agree.
Very much.
Did you
I can tell you a Big Ten school, not Maryland, a massive Big Ten school was telling its fall coaches that the fall season, all sports, very much in jeopardy.
Yeah. Did you read the Dennis Dodd article today on CBS?
Not yet.
I guess all the conference presidents have been meeting, talking about all these options, and they've set out three different dates, June 1st, July 1st, and August 1st. Now, June 1st, you know, because they've missed all the spring practices, the spring games all canceled. A lot of these coaches say that unless they get together by July 1st at the latest, that's the only way they can salvage a team.
Yeah.
June 1st is the first date that they throw out there. That would be, I guess, that would replace kind of the spring practices, and then July 1st, they or August 1st, they would have to start camps. But June 1st, I don't think that's happening.
No.
I think that's finished. July 1st, way up in the air. Maybe August 1st, but a lot of these coaches, Brian Kelly, Notre Dame, said, I can't start a team on August 1st. We got to get together in July.
Yeah. I wonder.
So I think it's going to be if I had to go to the window cakes with some money,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to bet that at the best case scenario, the college football season will be at least reduced in terms of maybe just conference games,
right? Just eliminate the.
There's no way
games.
They're going to play 13 games. There's just
probably
no
not.
Way.
I don't
and the
know
NFL.
Do
I think the NFL might be. You know, they might get in 8 games, 10 games. I don't see them getting in the full 16.
I think high school fall sports very much in jeopardy. Very much in jeopardy. It's going to be
unless we get some good news, Eric. Unless we get some good news in the next 6 weeks.
What I get confused by is so Johnson & Johnson got this huge contract with the United States government to produce a vaccine, and supposedly already producing it. Do they have something that they believe works? I know it takes a long time. That's the confusing part for me.
I don't understand it either, but there are phases, and Fauci was talking about it yesterday, that I think they've completed the first phase, but there are three phases, and then they do the evaluation of everything.
Right.
And he was still saying it was 12 to 18 months away, although he did throw the carrot out there that if they did find something that they thought was working and another wave was coming, they might be inclined to just put it out there to avoid disaster.
Don't worry about the trials. Just speed everything up.
They have a limited. If they have, they might go with a limited amount of data versus the complete data. You know, which is, I think a lot of us are willing to roll the dice with that, right? To get some protection.
Sure. If it can squelch this thing or slow it down at least.
I wonder if like the anti-vaxxers are going to refuse it.
Well, there's some of the dumbest people on the planet.
Right.
If you're an anti-vaxxer and you don't buy into science, you know, eradicating diseases like polio, you know, that have been basically wiped off the face of the planet for the last 50 years. If you're an anti-vaxxer, you're a big stupid.
And then I'm
just
wondering.
Stop with that.
There's a lot of people that don't like the flu vaccine. I wonder if now they're realizing, you know what? I should probably be taking the flu vaccine.
Well, I'm locked going forward. Me and my kids. I'm not going to be like. Yeah, maybe I'll do flu vaccine. No, I'm doing that as soon as it's available each season. And if they come up, obviously, with a corona vaccine, you're going to throw that in there, too.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Taking it
100%.
Every single time.
I've always been pro-vaccine. I love it. Give it to me. I'll take all of them.
Give me all the vaccines. Throw
Give
them
me all
here.
The vaccines.
Yeah, protect me.
I mean,
need to be protected.
I didn't realize until I saw this morning. I mean, you know the numbers, but this morning is the first day I saw, and I talked about it in the first segment, that I think on average we lose 383 people a day this year to the flu. So yesterday we lost 1,000 to COVID-19, which is a disaster, but we're losing on average 383 to the flu a day. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Where was the majority of the 1,000? Was that spread out all over the country?
I got to assume it's New York is the vast bulk of it.
Most of
it
is New York.
There was a guy that texted one of the reporters in Boston, and he said he's a doctor. And he said, "Yeah, I think he was like, what do they call those? A blanket statement for like cops and person, you know, like firemen,
like a
first responder,
first responder dude.
Yeah.
That they're not allowed to give mouth to mouth anymore. There's like heart attack people. They just, I guess they just take them to the hospital. They can barely treat them. And they said that you know that a lot of patients they're having to decide who gets to live and who gets to die. It's insane. And we're just starting to hit this peak.
Isn't that amazing that in this country in 2020, it's come to that?
Yeah, and it's so sad when you're reading about, like, the first, I think, emergency room doctor died. There was one in the UK who, it was a retired doctor who came back to help.
Oh.
He died.
Right.
I feel for everybody. Every loss is tragic. The military members who were on, like, aircraft carriers, they're just sitting ducks, man. It's like we talk about cruise ships.
Yeah.
That's a really, really tough situation.
Yeah, how do you socially
distance
yourself?
And so it's spreading
there.
A lot in the military now.
Didn't I read this morning where they said that, like, he broke rank and just went public and said, we need some help. I'm on an aircraft carrier and I got 100 guys with it, and I probably got hundreds more that don't know it.
Yeah.
And I guess what, they're not letting them dock or something right now? They're trying to – I got an issue.
And I think we all know it. This is why New York is the epicenter, is that they've got those – tall apartment buildings. Our friends who live in New York all live in these tall apartment buildings.
Yeah, they're on top of each other.
I know EB's pointed out everybody uses the same elevator. It's people on top of each other. So you can socially distance yourself. At the same time, you're going to be using the same stairwells or elevators.
Yeah. It's brutal.
Man, New York must be so eerie.
Yeah, they showed
a picture. Just walking
around
the city.
Well, yeah, Central Park has become a bunch of tents.
Yeah, it must be so eerie.
There was a picture that went viral, a drone. Because all of us that have driven into New York, like through the Holland Tunnel, in that area where the gas stations, and I think it's either right before or right after the tunnel.
Yeah.
And literally nobody on the road in rush hour.
And it's always a log jam. Doesn't matter when you're driving there. Always.
Always a log jam. It'd take an hour to get through that.
Sure.
And there wasn't one car on the road.
Right.
Nobody's going in.
That's a good sign. Good.
That's
what needs to happen.
The social distancing thing is definitely helping. It's definitely going to have an impact, and it's definitely going to end this thing sooner rather than later.
I'm going to talk to my buddy. I got a buddy who lives in New York, and he just texted me. He texted me last night, but my phone was off. But I actually haven't talked. I've only talked to him on text. I haven't talked to him on the phone yet. But I want to just talk to him and find out what, because he lives in Hoboken. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he works in the city. He's obviously been at his house for the last few weeks, but. I just need to talk to him about what he's dealing with, what it looks like, how many people he knows have it, you know, how the family's doing. I can't imagine living up there right now.
All right, we got to brighten the mood. We've talked mostly Corona all hour, and it is the reality of life. But we're trying to celebrate this national championship. Look, I whipped out my jersey. I'm somewhat embarrassed to wear this one in public because this one says Flame on the back. I know that we all received those.
Yeah.
But doing the show, you know, I can't wear that in public. But I can do the show because you just see the, you know, the curly dub, which represents the Nationals and the World Series championship. So what are your favorite memories? We're going to open up the phone lines at 800-636-1067. You know, it is actually an open line Thursday.
It is.
Open line Thursday.
Dovetails nice with today.
As always, is brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. Window Nation, you search it for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. So let's open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067, and you can give us your favorite memories of the World Series run of 2019, and we'll give you some of our favorite memories. We'll take your calls next, and of course, you can still donate. Nationals.com/fun. First hour coming to an end, so there is that hourly prize. I believe we're giving away the Eric Fetty signed ball this hour. In the next hour, it's a Victor Robles signed jersey. All you have to do is donate $106. It's nationals.com/fund.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.